Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. I am your host, Father Scott Steinkirchner, coming to you from Chicago, Illinois, in the United States, on this 31st Sunday of Ordinary Time, with a preaching I'm calling, Why Work? I'm basing it on the Gospel of the Day from Matthew. Jesus said to the crowds and to his disciples, "The scribes and the Pharisees sit on Moses' seat. Therefore, do whatever they teach you and follow it, but do not do as they do, for they do not practice what they teach. They tie up heavy burdens, hard to bear, and lay them on the shoulders of others, but they themselves are unwilling to lift a finger to move them. They do all their deeds to be seen by others, for they make their phylacteries broad and their fringes long, and they love to have places of honor at banquets and the best seats in the synagogues, and to be greeted with respect in the marketplaces, and to have people call them rabbi. But you are not to be called rabbi, for you have one teacher, and you are all students. And call no one your father on earth, for you have one father, the one in heaven. Nor are you to be called instructors, for you have one instructor, the Messiah. The greatest among you will be your servant. All who exalt themselves will be humbled, and all who humble themselves will be exalted." Gospel of the Lord. Being someone who people call father and teacher, I have to take this a wee bit to heart, you know. And am I humble? Why do I do what I do? Am I seeking the respect of others, to be somebody rather than one of the little ones, the peons, you know? I hope not, at least not on a good day, but maybe I can slide into that sometimes. So I think it's good that we all think, why is it we do what we do? Is it because there's work needing to be done, and we're happy to do it to make the world a better place? That's the right answer. That isn't always my only motivation. Do we do it so the people will see us do it? Do we do it so we'll be known as a good person, to get ahead in the world? What? I have to say, thinking about this, who calls me teacher right now? Not so many people call me father because I don't work in a parish, but I have students right now. I'm teaching a class online to Jamaicans, and it's a wonderful class, and they call me teacher. I suppose they call me father too, but it's going so well because they're so smart and curious, and I have realized it's not my job to teach them, it's my job to help them learn. And that's a different thing. Like, I really worry about cutting down the readings and find just the right readings that'll get them to the heart of things and encourage them to dig into those and just ask me when they don't understand something. But I can't lecture and explain everything about Christology to them. They can learn it, and I can help them learn. And we all enjoy that so much more than me standing up in front of them, virtually, of course, going, yada, 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 I'm the expert. So maybe I need to get that to spill over into the rest of my life and make sure that I have that same understanding in everything I do. I work because it's good work and it needs to be done. And I am happy to serve in that way. Ah, Lord, purify my motives this day. Help me to be that person. Help me to be a servant to all in the best way I can. Amen.